And right now at 8:51, we're at 41 degrees outside our studios, part of a sunny week here in East Central Illinois. And here with some more details on that, meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It's a chilly start to the day today in some parts of the region, but not that unusual for this time of year and not unusual for the stretch of weather we've had here recently. We're definitely going to see a change coming up. It's going to be a great change. And for those of you who are ready to get into the fields and do some work, I've got good news. It's going to warm up rather significantly across the region as we get into the latter part of this week and in the weekend and early next week, with dry weather likely to dominate a big part of that time period. The afternoon temperatures will warm nicely from readings that will be only in the upper 40s and 50s today to readings in the 60s and 70s as we get into the end of the week and during the weekend. We have a storm system in the hard red winter wheat country to be thanking for the change in our weather, because it is going to be a slow-moving storm system that's going to produce almost copious amounts of rainfall in some areas across the wheat country. We're going to be seeing anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 2.5 inches of rain in general, with local amounts of 3 to 4.5 inches. This is on top of ground that's been very dry for the last few months, and it's going to turn around that wheat crop. But while that storm is stalling out there in the plains, we are going to be under the influence of a little short-term ridge of high pressure, and that's the reason for our weather improving, with most of the precipitation now over for at least the next 6 days, and we'll probably see a general warming trend that will help to accelerate drying rates across the region and help us to get into these fields perhaps at the end of this week and get aggressive in these fields during the weekend itself and maybe on Monday or Tuesday as well. Now, some of the wettest areas may need just a little bit more time than that to get into the fields, but I think there's going to be easily a 2 to 3 day period here where we can probably work real aggressively across the region getting into the fields and getting some work done. The low temperatures at night are going to warm up as well. We have been rather nippy here recently. We're going to be still cool tomorrow morning. We'll have some frost and freezes across the eastern parts of the Midwest, Ohio, Indiana, parts of Michigan in particular. We'll probably see some upper 20s once again, 30s likely in the rest of the region. But those low temperatures will likely recover and get back into the 40s and perhaps even some lower 50s as we get into the weekend itself and on into the early part of next week. The longer-term outlook for the Midwest is that when the rain returns to the region, it's not expected to be very heavy initially. It looks like there'll be a couple of frontal systems that will move across the region that will generate some scattered showers, but it doesn't look like the big, long-lasting rain events that we've seen in the past are going to be impacting the region. And the big storm out there in the hard red winter wheat country is expected to break down considerably as it comes into the Midwest as we get into the middle part of next week. So the potential for us seeing excessive rains again are rather low, and the interruptions to farming activity should be brief as well. In other areas around the world, things are looking relatively good right now. We are still concerned about the lack of moisture in parts of Brazil's second season corn production area. This could create a problem at the end of this month and into early May, at which time some of this crop will be reproducing. They will need to see some greater amounts of rain. Parts of Argentina are a little bit too wet right now. They need to dry out, but they should be able to accomplish that in the period from the 20th through the 27th. And I think the only other thing to mention this morning is in Europe, where it's a very wet right now across parts of France, Spain, and Portugal. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. We appreciate the update.
Have a great day.
You too. Meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.